Mary, good morning.
Morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm good. Now, in a couple of minutes' time, I'll talk with Bobby Healy, the founder and chief exec at Manna Air Delivery, because the drone story is very big on Lee's side over the last couple of weeks. So you did, and I want him to, and I know he's listening to this, and I want him to hear this. You did a catalogue of a four-hour period over your back garden recently.
Yeah, so yesterday afternoon, as you say, like the weather's so nice and everything like that, we were out the back.
Where?
Gardening.
You don't have to tell me your address. Where?
No, yeah, I'm in Ballintemple, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
So, great, crowds out, everything for the match and all that. Like, so we were out the back and, you know, gardening, having our dinner, things like that. So from about 3:30, I said, just, you know, as an experiment, because I'll be here for the afternoon, I'll clock each one that I hear going over. So some of these were, say, directly over my house, and some were maybe, you know, 2 or 3 doors down, kind of flying past or whatever. So in that 4 hour period from 3:30 to about 8:15, we had nearly 30 flyovers, 29,
well, yeah,
I think.
I counted 29 from 15:30, 3:30 to 14 minutes to 7.
About 8:15, yeah.
14 minutes to 8, 29.
Yeah. And like, you know, that's not me, you know, sitting there with a pair of binoculars looking for them. Do you know what I mean? This is just as we were kind of going about our business, and then you'd hear it and it would disturb whatever you were doing. Do you know what I mean? So it's not, you know, I'm not looking for trouble by any means. Like, do you know what I mean? These are just...
Sometimes 5 in an hour.
Ignored.
In the 5 o'clock hour, there was 6 in the hour.
Yeah.
Oh my God. In the 6 o'clock hour, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, between 6 and 7.
So I'm sure that was people getting home after the match or whatever and got their, whatever they wanted, their food.
And they're ordering food, which comes from particular restaurants and food outlets from the Marina Market.
That's it, yeah.
And are they loud, the drones?
Oh, like to be honest, so yesterday they were at, from my experience, they seem to be at kind of slightly different heights. So some of them are higher than others, you know. And, you know, I'm out the back with my 2 kids, neighbourhood, like dogs in neighbouring houses. They're all going crazy, like it's, you know, whatever, the drone passing over and you have that noise.
What happens with the dogs?
The aftermath then.
How do
they're barking, going mental, like absolutely distressed, like, you know, running around in circles, you know, just barking, 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 then, like, you know.
If you just sum it all up in one word, what would it be?
Incessant, just non-stop, like it's closer. It feels like harassment is what it feels like, and I know that's, you know, they're mechanical things in the sky or whatever, but it just feels you have no peace. Like, and as they say, like, you know, I grew up in Black Rock all my life, like on the main road with the number 2 bus going past, you know, 45,000 people going down to Parky Quays. We're used to noise and crowds and city living. This is just on another level, like, you know.
Okay.
It's so disturbing.
Okay, thank you for that. Bobby Healy, founder and chief exec of Manna. Morning to you again, Bobby.
Good morning, Neil. Thanks for having me on.
What do you make of that?
Yeah, no, we certainly hear that kind of message from some people in Cork, and we've heard in Dublin as well. But I'd balance it off. First of all, the numbers are about right. We had about 20 flights from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m.